Hello and welcome to ArcSive LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSive paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into a technical report titled MCP versus RAG versus NL Web versus HTML, a comparison of the effectiveness and efficiency of different agent interfaces to the web. Why this matters now? Because everyone wants LLMs that can actually work with the live web, and there are competing interface designs that promise better accuracy, lower latency, or lower cost. The big question for us is, concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams want a bot that can open a page, log in if needed, find the right bits, and bring back trustworthy facts fast. The pain points are pretty consistent: tool reliability, headless browsers flake out, cookies and consent banners break flows, latency. Each page load plus multiple LM calls turns into 20 to 40 seconds. Hallucinations. If the HTML is messy or content is behind tabs, the model guesses. And integration friction. Getting this to run with your auth, your proxies, and your observability is non-trivial. People are okay with a little noise, but they hate when the agent confidently returns the wrong price or outdated policy, and then you've burned trust and time.
So basically, the need is a web-capable assistant that's reliable, fast, and doesn't make things up, without your team building a custom scraper every week. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We've hit a point where three forces meet. First, context windows got bigger, so you can stuff raw HTML into the prompt, but that's expensive and not always efficient. Second, tool orchestration matured. Agents can call a browser, a retriever, or a structured extractor, which lets us design different interfaces like RAG pipelines, MCP-style tool protocols, or natural language browser control. Third, APIs and automation improved. Playwright, headless Chrome, better selector strategies, so you can operationalize this. With costs and latency under pressure, it makes sense to compare these interfaces head-to-head, which gives better accuracy per token, which is faster per task, and what fails less often. That's why we're seeing formal comparisons now instead of ad hoc demos. What the paper actually does is line up four ways an LLM can interface with the web and compare them under the same conditions. The four are: 1. HTML, where the agent just fetches page HTML and feeds chunks to the model. 2. RAG, where pages are pre-crawled and indexed, and the model retrieves only the relevant snippets. 3. NL Web, a natural language browser control, where the model issues commands like click, type, follow this link. And 4. MCP, a tool protocol setup where the model calls well-defined tools like search URL, query DOM selector, extract schema, with structured inputs outputs. They plug into the pipeline at different layers. HTML and RAG affect what context goes into the prompt. NL Web and MCP are more about action and control over a browser and the DOM. And MCP also standardizes structured extraction. Effectiveness is measured by task success and factual accuracy on fields, sometimes with exact match or F1. Efficiency is measured with wall clock latency, token usage, number of tool calls, and even failure rates like timeouts. The novelty is the head-to-head comparison on identical tasks and models, instead of isolated demos of RAG or a single web agent.
So, put simply, four ways to make an AI read and act on a website. Paste the whole page in, pull just the relevant bits from a pre-built index, tell it to click around like a person, or give it structured tools with clear inputs and outputs. Then they check which one gets the facts right fastest and cheapest. Mark, what would that change day-to-day for a team actually trying to deploy this?
In practice, it gives you a menu you can pick from per workflow instead of forcing one agent to do everything. Setup-wise, for HTML you need a fetcher and a sanitizer, then chunking. For RAG, you add a crawler, embeddings, an index job, and a refresh schedule. For NL Web, you need a stable headless browser stack, Playwright, proxies, captchas, consent banners, plus guardrails. For MCP, you stand up a tool server with a few high-confidence tools: fetch URL, DOM query, extract to JSON schema, maybe a site-specific tool. Who cares on the team? Ops, SRE for the browser infra, data folks for the schema and evaluation, product analysts for defining the fields and acceptance criteria. The simplification is you don't over-engineer. Quick single-page facts, HTML or RAG, interactive flows or paginated tables, NLWeb or MCP. That mapping means fewer brittle hacks and clearer SLAs.
Let's get concrete. If we apply it right away, Mark, give us a simple use case first.
Simple case, extract key facts from a single product page. Say a merch team wants title, price, availability, shipping estimate, and last updated timestamp. With an MCP-style setup, I'd define a JSON schema, then the agent does fetch URL, runs DOM query for price and availability selectors, and calls extract to JSON schema. If we don't have selectors, HTML mode works too. Fetch HTML, send the relevant section, and ask the model to fill the schema with citations. RAG helps if we've already crawled the site and want to avoid fetching at peak times. We retrieve the product chunk and extract fields. It's a one-shot job. One URL in, one JSON out, stored to a table with a confidence score.
Net result. Instead of someone spending 10 minutes per page copying fields, the bot returns a filled JSON with sources in 10 to 30 seconds, and you avoid the back and forth when a field is missing because the schema makes gaps explicit. Mark, let's step it up. Use case 2, something multi-step with real navigation. Mark, outline it, then Jamie, explain how that maps to the architecture.
Advanced case, competitive policy tracking across multiple retailers. Goal, produce a weekly report comparing return policy and warranty terms for 8 competitors. The agent gets a seed list of home pages, finds the returns or warranty pages, follows links to PDFs if needed, and extracts a structured table, return window days, restocking fee, who pays return shipping, and warranty duration. It double checks by following any learn more links, flags conflicts, adds citations, and outputs JSON, plus a human-readable summary. Practically, it needs to handle navigation, pagination, PDF parsing, and inconsistent layouts. We also add timeouts and retry on 403s, then push the report to Slack with a diff versus last week.
Mechanically, that's where interface choice really matters. You'd likely combine them, NLWeb or MCP for discovery and navigation because you need stateful steps like open menu and follow link containing warranty. MCP can encapsulate reliable primitives, find links regex, click selector, get PDF URL with a PDF to text tool. Once on a content page, switch to HTML or RAG mode extraction. Either fetch and parse the single page or retrieve pre-indexed chunks if you crawl weekly. The schema-guided extraction in MCP reduces hallucinations because the model must populate specific fields, and you can enforce validators, e.g., return window is an integer in 0365. Cost-wise, NLWeb tends to be slower and more token-hungry due to step-by-step reasoning. MCP with structured tools cuts tokens and speeds up by narrowing what the model sees. RAG is cheapest per request if your crawl is fresh, but risks staleness. The paper's comparison framework helps you pick a blend. Use action-heavy interfaces only for the steps that need them, and fall back to cheaper read-only modes for extraction.
So for teams listening, don't force one agent to do all the work. Use clicky, human-like navigation only for discovery. Once you're on the right page, switch to structured extraction or retrieval to keep cost and latency down. Mark, anything you'd add from rollout experience before we move on?
Under the hood, the paper assumes a fairly controlled setup. They run tasks on a curated set of sites rather than the full wild web, and they assume you can use standard tooling. A headless browser like Playwright or Chrome in automation mode, stable network access, and permission to scrape or at least read pages. On the model side, think one frontier-size model with a large context window and a smaller, cheaper model as a comparator. Key constraints they call out are latency. Every navigation step adds seconds. Context limits. Raw HTML dumps can blow your token budget fast. State persistence. Keeping cookies, session state, and scroll position consistent across steps. And cost trade-offs. Tool-heavy navigation tends to be token and call intensive, while retrieval reduces tokens but risks staleness if your index isn't fresh. For limitations and future work, they note robustness gaps. Selectors and site layouts change, CAPTCHAs and consent banners cause brittle failures, and PDFs require separate tooling. Safety and reliability are also highlighted. Agents can click the wrong thing or misattribute facts without strong validators and citation requirements. Evaluation-wise, They acknowledge that proxy metrics like exact match or F1 on extracted fields don't fully capture user trust or downstream impact, and they suggest broader, more realistic benchmarks, better failure taxonomies, and experiments on authenticated flows in production settings as future work.
So, put differently, they tested this in a tidy lab, not on the messiest corners of the internet. You'll need a working headless browser, permission to fetch pages, and a plan for speed and cost, because big pages eat tokens and every extra click adds seconds. And they're honest that real websites fight back with pop-ups, logins, and layout changes, so reliability and safety checks matter. Jamie, can you walk us through what results they actually report?
Sure. They evaluate on two broad task types: read-only extraction from known pages, and action-heavy navigation where the agent has to find the right page before extracting. Metrics include task success rate and field-level accuracy, exact match F1, efficiency numbers like wall clock latency and token spend, and operational signals such as number of tool calls and timeout error rates. Faithfulness is captured via citation checks in some runs. High-level takeaways. For static, read-only tasks, RAG and plain HTML feeding are generally the most efficient, RAG especially when the index is fresh, while raw HTML can be accurate but expensive in tokens. For navigation plus extraction, MCP-style structured tools tend to deliver the best accuracy-to-cost balance because the model interacts through constrained, typed actions and schema-guided extraction. NLWeb, Natural Language Browser Control, is the most flexible but usually slower and costlier due to many reasoning turns and retries, and it can be more brittle without guardrails. The authors emphasize these are controlled evaluations. Results will shift with different sites, models, and infra.
Translated, if the page is known and mostly static, retrieval is your budget friend, and plain HTML works when you can afford more tokens. If you need to click around first, structured tools give you better accuracy per dollar than a free-form click-like-a-human agent, which is powerful but slow. Mark, bring that back to day-to-day. What should teams expect when they take this out of the paper and into production?
What usually happens is the web fights you. Consent banners appear in 5% of sessions, but tank 30% of runs if you don't handle them. Some pages lazy load content so your first fetch misses key fields. Auth flows change without notice. So expect your real success rate to be lower at first. Say you lose 10 to 20 points versus a lab run, until you harden the flows. Org-wise, you need a place to define schemas and acceptance criteria, a browser stack with retries, proxy pools, and anti-block tactics, monitoring that logs every tool call, page URL, and extracted field with citations, and a refresh policy for RAG so you don't serve stale data.
And for a manager listening, what's the starter dashboard you want to see in week one? Mark, name the top metrics that keep you honest and help you improve quickly.
I track 5 things. 1, task success rate and field level accuracy from spot checks. 2, median and P95 latency per URL and per workflow. 3, token spend and tool call counts per task. 4, stale hit rate for RAG, how often the retrieve chunk is outdated versus live page. 5, failure taxonomy, timeouts, 403s, selector miss, CAPTCHA, empty response. Start with a 2-week pilot on 50 to 200 URLs. Run A/B between interfaces, RAG versus HTML for static, MCP versus NLWeb for navigation. Then lock in the winner per step. Add guardrails like schema validators and must-have citations before promoting to a daily job.
Jamie, from the engineering side, any practical guardrails you'd add so this stays fast and reliable without blowing the budget?
A few patterns help a lot. Cache HTML snapshots and diff them to avoid reprocessing unchanged pages. Keep tools deterministic and typed MCP style. Instead of letting the model invent actions, split models by role. Use a smaller model for navigation heuristics and reserve the bigger one for final extraction. Enforce strict schema validators and range checks at the edge. Implement circuit breakers and time budgets per step. And maintain an evaluation harness with frozen test pages so you can detect regressions when you tweak prompts or upgrade models. Finally, set a crawl refresh cadence for RAG that matches how often a site changes to minimize staleness.
So the recipe is, pick the cheapest interface that still gets the job done, add validators and time budgets, cache aggressively, and run a tight evaluation loop so you notice breakage early. Mark, close us out. Who benefits most from this comparison work and under what conditions?
teams with repeatable web tasks benefit first. E-commerce ops pulling product facts, compliance tracking policies, pricing, and research analysts. You get the most lift if you can define a clear schema, have permission to fetch, and your targets aren't hostile to automation. Start hybrid. RAG for static content, MCP for action steps, and layer in NLWeb only where flexibility trumps cost. Give it a month with a pilot, metrics, and a cleanup budget, and it turns from a flaky demo into a dependable workflow.
Bottom line, this paper gives teams a practical way to pick the right web interface per step. RAG for cheap reading, MCP for precise action, NLWeb for flexibility, HTML as a simple baseline, and to measure accuracy, cost, and latency in the same frame. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.